Hello, I'm Hope McMath, director of the Kummer Museum of Art and Gardens in Jacksonville, Florida. If this is your first time listening, you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes. It's easy to find. Just search Kummer Museum in the iTunes store. You can also find a link to all podcasts on our blog at blog.kummer.org/podcast.
Welcome to the Family Garden Tour at the Kummer Museum of Art and Gardens. My name is Sylvia Romero, Associate Director of Education here at the museum. If you need to use a ramp, continue all the way to the left along the path. The ramp will guide you down to the river. You can press pause at any time to find the right garden stop at your own pace. Then press play again when you're ready. We'll be starting at the upper tier of the garden. The 2-acre garden is divided into the upper tier closest to the building, the lower tier or the lower lawn closer to the river, the Italian garden on your left, and the English garden on your right. When Mr. and Mrs. Kummer lived here more than 100 years ago, they hired landscape architects. The job of a landscape architect is to draw and design the way they would like the garden spaces to look. Do you think you'd like to be a landscape architect? What type of garden would you design? Press pause now and walk to your left towards the live oak tree. You've probably noticed the live oak tree by now. If not, look up. The scientific name of this tree is Quercus virginiana. Can you say that? The famous Kummer oak tree has a wide canopy. The canopy of a tree is the amount of space covered by the very top. That's like opening a huge umbrella in the sky. Gently feel the tree's trunk. What is the texture like of this tree? Texture is a word that means how something feels to the touch. Is it rough or smooth? The branches are so long. They extend 150 feet wide like giant arms across the garden. Can you stretch out your arms that wide? Can you guess how old this tree is? Here's a hint. It's older than your grandmother. The live oak tree is between 175 to 200 years old. Press pause now and walk back along the path towards the sculpture of a woman. As you continue to walk on the brick path, you will find Diana. She is a signature of Kummer Garden sculpture. It's named Diana of the Hunt, created by an artist named Anna Hyatt Huntington. Do you know any women artists? This sculpture is made from bronze, which is a type of metal. Notice how muscular her legs are. What type of animal is by her side? Can you tell it's a little dog? Do you think it would be difficult to create a sculpture out of metal? Now press pause and keep walking to the right. You will end up in the English garden. Here in the English garden was where Mrs. Kummer's tea garden parties were held. Mr. and Mrs. Kummer's friends used to come to garden parties and have tea in this very spot. They would also enjoy looking at the beautiful plant life that grows here. How many different kinds of flowering plants can you smell? How many colors can you find in the English garden plants? Press pause now and move down the path to the center of the English garden where you'll find the round fountain. The base of the fountain is made with mosaic. That means small pieces of stone were put together to create a larger picture. The mosaic pieces in this fountain form 4 different animals. What are they? The 2 figures that look like children in the middle of the fountain are called putti, or cherubs. Can you see that they are holding a goose between them? Have you ever thrown a penny into a fountain to make a wish? Press pause now and continue down the path towards the St. John's River. When you continue down the path towards the river, you will be standing right under the Wisteria Arbor. This is another long canopy made with vines, leaves, and flowers. Notice the thick, solid vines that hang down and curl under the arbor above. In the spring and summer, the arbor bears dozens of fuzzy little seed pods that bloom into grape-like clusters of fragrant purple flowers. These sweet-smelling flowers attract many butterflies and other insects. Can you find a fuzzy seed pod hanging from the wisteria-covered cypress arbor? In the winter, there are few pods, but if you search carefully, you might find one. Press pause now and search for seed pods. When you're done, walk forward to the railing facing the St. John's River. Now you're in front of the St. John's River. It is the longest river in Florida, at 310 miles long. The St. John's River has a very slow flow rate. It is also one of the small numbers of rivers in the United States to run north. Many lakes are formed by the river or flow into it, and the widest point is 3 miles across. That's a long way. Sometimes you can see cormorants diving under the water to fish. They are birds that hold their breath for a really long time. What kind of animals do you think live in the river? If you smell salt in the air, it's because the river has a very high salinity level this far north. That means that because the water pours into the ocean, there is a lot of salt in the river. Don't be surprised if you see a jellyfish sometimes in the St. John's River. Press pause now and continue walking to your left until you come to the Great Lawn. The Great Lawn is the large grassy area in the middle of the garden. It was originally a putting green, which was a gift from Mrs. Cummer to her husband. That means that Mr. Cummer enjoyed playing golf in the garden. From here, looking east or straight out over the river gate, you can see the span of the St. John's River and possibly some fish splashing above the surface. Look across the river at the buildings. When Mr. and Mrs. Cummer lived here, many of those buildings and the bridge were not built yet. Do you think it was less noisy without all that traffic? Now look left and right. Do you see any boats on the water today? Have you ever been on a boat? Press pause now and continue down the path. Notice the Italian fountain. It was rebuilt in original style, inspired by Mr. and Mrs. Cummer's trip to Italy. Italy is the country in Europe that is shaped like a tall boot. If you keep walking, you will see two elongated reflecting pools surrounded by the signature flower borders. These pools are not for swimming. They were designed to reflect the garden and the sky like a mirror. Do you remember the name of a person who designs gardens and outdoor spaces? A landscape architect. Press pause now and move towards the black chairs and table. The spiky-looking plant, growing about 1 foot high, is called rosemary. This fragrant plant is used as an herb for cooking. People use it to season fish, vegetables, or potatoes. Touch the plant gently and then smell the scent on your fingertips. Would you like to cook your food with rosemary? Rosemary's scientific name is Rosmarinus officinalis. Sometimes you can see little purple flowers blooming from the top of the plant. Press pause now and walk back on the path along the river. Then turn right after the arches and walk on the path until you find the gargoyle on your left. The gargoyle is sitting underneath a big live oak tree branch. Gargoyles are imaginary animal sculptures that were used in medieval times to guard and protect buildings from evil spirits. The sculptures would sit on top of a building looking out. Now this sculpture is used in the Cummer Gardens as art. Could you imagine having a gargoyle as a pet? What would you name it? Press pause now and pass the tree on your left. Walk up the Italian garden steps, then turn around and face the garden. From this perspective, the symmetry of the Italian garden is in plain view, with a reflecting pool, cypress trees, and brick pathways on either side of the fountain. This is where Mrs. Cummer's needlepoint sketches were created as the premise for her completed work. A needlepoint is a type of artwork involving sewing with colored thread to make a picture. She hired an artist first to sketch drawings of the Italian garden, then she looked at the drawings to create her needlepoint. The lion sculpture is nearby. Walk down the steps to find it. This lion has been in the Italian garden since Mr. and Mrs. Cummer lived here. How many other lions can you find in the garden? I'll give you a hint. There are at least two more. Press pause now and count some lions. When you're done counting lions, walk to the very top of the Italian garden steps and turn around to face the river.
Press pause now. For your next stop, follow the pathways to the left through the garden wall and into the Olmsted Garden. Stop 12.